America's policy response when confronted with a problem such as Nigeria's security services was, as NSPD 50 outlined, to build local capacity. This was a mantra of post-colonial liberalism in the developing world, shaped by the belief that sovereign local governments should take the lead and not have Western solutions imposed upon them. When applied by Africa Command to the particular problem of piracy and kidnapping in the Gulf of Guinea, the philosophy produced plans to strengthen the capacity of the Nigerian Navy, so the Navy could control its own coastal waters and challenge seaborne MEND gangs. The problem, noted an American official involved, was that it was their admirals that were stealing the damn oil, and then they hired the MEND to protect their theft, and they had to cut the MEND in. Since the Nigerian Navy collaborated with pirates, a corporate oil security analyst noted, did it really make sense to have the U.S. Navy train Nigerian Navy officers in the most sophisticated techniques for, say, the storming and boarding of ships? Wouldn't that just ultimately create more skilled Nigerian pirates? The Pentagon's Africa Policy Office viewed the Niger Delta as the perfect storm of political bosses mixing in with disgruntled populations and mafioso kind of enterprise that reached quite high into the Nigerian government, as a U.S. Defense Department official put it. The Pentagon's advice to Nigeria's government, nonetheless, was that, number one, they needed to improve their situational awareness of what was happening from hour to hour on Delta Swamp rivers and open Gulf of Guinea waters. Theresa Whalen's office shepherded the transfer to the Nigerian Navy of excess U.S. Navy 60-foot buoy tender vessels for coastal patrolling. The Pentagon also spent $16 million to provide Nigeria with a suite of sensors, as Whalen described them, tied into a command and control center installed in Lagos by the United States. The command center was designed to provide Nigerian Navy officers with a real-time radar-enhanced picture of authorized and unauthorized sea traffic off the Delta coastline. The problem remained that Nigerian admirals did not actually wish to intervene in much of the unauthorized activity because it represented income to them. From Europe, the U.S. Navy initiated the Africa Partnership Station, a program of periodic U.S. Navy patrols in the Gulf of Guinea, coupled with exercises and shore visits that were designed to build up the Nigerian Navy and the navies and coast guards of smaller neighboring countries. The program found traction in better organized nations such as Ghana, but its sponsors struggled in Abuja. The United States Navy had never really come across an organization that behaves like the Nigerian Navy, said a U.S. official involved. American military officers come in here and they see a Navy with all the trappings, the ranks, the uniforms, and so on, and they think it's a real Navy, poor but earnest. But it's not that at all. It was not at all obvious what policies the Americans could bring to bear on a sister service that was mainly a criminal enterprise dressed up in epaulettes. It's hard to get used to the fact that Nigerian officials will lie to you straight up, the American official continued. The Chief of Navy Staff told us, there has been no incidents of piracy. You have been misinformed. In fact, American diplomatic and intelligence analysts documented nearly 400 incidents of piracy in Nigerian waters between 2006 and 2009. ExxonMobil itself was struck in some seasons as often as 3 times per month. Arguably, the effect of American military assistance to the Nigerian Navy had been to abet attacks on the property of America's largest oil corporation. Kidnapped, robbed, and suffering from steadily declining oil production volumes, as well as soaring maritime insurance rates, American and British oil executives grew restless after 2006. Around the Horn of Africa, where piracy was about equally bad, statistically, the U.S. Navy led international coalitions to battle Somali pirates. Why not do the same in the Gulf of Guinea? Nigeria's Navy was down to 2 boats it could use to escort oil service ships to defend them from attacks. Nigerian oil output fell because of militant attacks, and world oil prices rose toward record highs. Daily news stories of fresh MEND attacks caused spot prices to gyrate wildly, pinching the world economy. Mark Ward, Chaplin's deputy, believed it was time to help the Nigerian government rapidly increase its capacity to provide security on the routes through the Bonny Channel used by supply ships servicing offshore production. Any help the United States could provide to Nigeria for river training would be very good, Chaplin agreed. The corporation resisted Nigerian requests for special funds to buy more boats and equipment, but ExxonMobil did supply its own boats to the Navy for use on rivers near corporate facilities and housing. In Washington, these suggestions generated brainstorming and wargaming about American options. We were constantly beating off bad ideas to provide training, supply equipment, and conduct joint exercises with Nigerian military units in the Delta, proposals that originated with the international oil firms, said a State Department official. The Pentagon and the Economic Bureau at State, which liaised with the large oil corporations and channeled many of these ideas, brought forward scenarios and war games that contemplated direct American military intervention in the Niger Delta, or high-profile exercises that might intimidate the kidnappers. These were the guys in whose ears ExxonMobil was whispering, the state official recalled. They wanted to persuade us, but it was never clear what they had in mind. MEND challenged the viability of the Exxon way, and the corporation turned to the Pentagon. At Africa Command, Army colonels and Navy captains rotated into Germany on short tours, the official continued, and they would declare, "Let's have a Nigeria strategy." They were constantly running war games in which Nigeria was the example. What do we do if the Marines have to seize the oil facilities? A second American official in Nigeria recalled the prevalence, after 2006, of largely speculative ideas that floated around for deploying U.S. Marines in the Delta to address MEND militancy and piracy. The Pentagon proposed joint riverine training exercises to Nigeria of the type suggested by ExxonMobil, but they had no interest, a Defense Department official recalled. There was talk about large force deployments in the Delta, the defense official continued, but we certainly never encouraged or validated that. The Delta could easily suck up 100,000 American troops and you'd still not have it covered. The war games and troop proposals were more just throwing out ideas, not action plans for an American military intervention, the official said. The very existence and repetitive recurrence of the Pentagon's tabletop exercises, however, struck some state officials as a discouraging example of the militarization of American foreign policy in Africa.